investing on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop,
can't stop,
can't stop,
can't stop listening.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Oh, neighbor, hang in there. Praise God, losing heart is not an option. God has brought you too far. Praise God, and he's not about to leave you now, because he's already said in his word that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I will be with you even until the end of the world. So we have to stay focus. Jesus stayed focused. Amen. He stayed focused because the last time I remember, praise God, he fixed his eyes on Calvary. And as he fixed his eyes on Calvary, he knew that he was going to go through some pain. He knew that there was going to be some persecution. He knew that there were going to be some that were going to lie on him. He knew that there was going to be some who were going to deny him. But guess what? He kept his eyes fixed on Calvary. Why did he keep his eyes fixed on Calvary? I say it all the time. Because he looked through the annals of time and he saw a young nappy head boy, praise God, by the name of Joseph Martin Jr. And he knew that Joseph was going to need salvation. And so he kept his eyes fixed on the cross and he walked up that hill called Calvary, where they had beaten him all night long, took him and stretched him out on that cross, drove nails through his hand, drove a spike through his feet. Praise God, took him, stretched him out wide, lifted him up high. Praise God, and the Bible tells us that he died. But the story didn't end there. It didn't end there, Sister Cynthia. They put him in a borrowed grave where he stayed 3 days and three nights. But early one Sunday morning, I'm talking about over 2,000 years ago, early one Sunday morning, and that same Jesus who fixed his eyes on Calvary, who died in your stead, early one Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, there was a rumbling in the graveyard. Hallelujah. When he died, put him in a grave, stuck him in a borrowed grave. I can see Satan and his imps and his pimps having themselves a party. But he stayed there all night Friday. Stayed there all day Saturday morning. Somebody said that there was a conversation between death and the grave. Death told the grave I have given him to you. And it's your responsibility to hold him. Grave looked at death and said, death, what are you worried about? I got him. That was all day Saturday. But then Saturday night came. Grave, death called the grave again and said, grave, do you still have him? I can't imagine what grave did. Grave at this time was getting sort of frustrated. You have given him to me. I got him. Don't you worry about him. In other words, death, you ought to go and sleep somewhere and just keep on sending them there. But early, early, praise God, Sunday morning, grave called death and said, death, I hear something. There is a rumbling going on. I don't know what it is, but there is a rumbling going on. And it sounds like the stone that was put in front of the grave, that it has rolled away. And my God, praise God, the grave had to tell death. I don't know if he told him or he realized it. That early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up. He got up. Walked out of grave and said, grave, where is your, told death, death, where is your sting? Praise God. And grave, where is your victory? I'm here to tell you that I have the victory. He got up out of that grave and declared that I got all power in my hand. Power to raise the dead. Power to heal the sick. Power to deliver those who are in captivity. Some folks said, I've never been captive. Can I tell you, there are some things that have had you captive. Some of us was captive by alcoholism. Some of us was captive by drug addiction. Some of us were captive, praise God, by whoremongering. But praise God, he said, I have released you from all of those things. He said, I got up with all power in my hand. Second Union. As we continue to approach next Sunday, where we will celebrate 129 years, I plan on doing something. Just the Holy Spirit just quickened it to my mind, so nobody knows. I'm gonna have to get this with the church secretary as soon as I finish. Praise God for next week. 129 years. This little beacon on the bayou has withstood the time. And let me tell you how we have withstood the time. It's because we have remained and we have stayed focused. on Jesus Christ. We have not been swept away by any wind of doctrine, but praise God, we have continued to be focused on Jesus Christ. There might be somebody here this morning who don't know Jesus. As their personal Savior. We're going to ask that you come. God wants to take us to higher height. Deeper depths in Him. Only way we can go to higher heights and deeper depths in Him is by staying focused on Him. And when I say staying focused on Him, that means that we're going to stay focused in His Word. That means that we're going to stay focused in our prayer life. That means that we're going to stay focused, praise God, taking care and looking out for one another. Because you, if you don't know it, you are your brother's keeper. I tried to explain that to somebody. He said, why in the world are you my? I said, I'm your brother's keeper. I said, if I see you driving down the road and I see the bridge, and the bridge is broken, I would be remiss if I don't get on the highway as I see you traveling down that road. Knowing that the bridge is out, if I don't get out of my car with a flashlight, with a flare, wave my hands and stop you and say, the bridge is out. And if you keep traveling in the direction that you are traveling, you are going to plunge. I would be remiss if I wouldn't do that. You would be remiss if you wouldn't do that. That's how we look out for one another. And I'm going to say one more thing before I shut up. I've always said to these kids that a true friend, I want y'all to listen at me when I say this. True friend will not allow a friend to do anything that will cause them harm. I'm talking about a true friend. I'm not talking about no acquaintance. I'm talking about a true friend. If a true friend see a friend traveling in the wrong direction, you are remiss if you don't warn that friend. Oh yeah, they may get mad with you, but warn them anyway. Let them know that the road that you're traveling, the company that you are hanging with, don't mean you any good.